Welcome to Millendraith.
Millendraith, Agger's Dinner.
And the Cornish for Millendraith is?
Millendraith.
And that means?
Beach Mill.
And what's the story behind that?
Well, you got a rather nice beach there with a what used to be a very nice valley behind. But at one time, there would have been a medieval mill operating from the stream. So the beach and the settlement was then named after the mill.
Now, there's two elements here, the melon and the dreth, which obviously would have been treth if it wasn't with the melon. Just to explain that.
Well, the word melon, mill, is feminine. Cornish has masculine and feminine. And after feminine singular nouns, the next word, if it starts with certain letters, that letter will change. So treth is sand or beach. So that would become draith. It would soften. So it's Millendraith.
And we have other treths around Cornwall, Portreth and...
Oh, we got plenty. Pentreth, or Pentreath, as some people call it now. But and of course, one of the famous historical speakers of Cornish was Dolly Pentreath.
And the melon, that sometimes causes confusion, because there's another word in Cornish very similar.
There is indeed, yes. It causes a lot of confusion in place names, because the word which is also pronounced melon means yellow. So... in a case like this, Millendraith, you would expect, if it was an adjective, if it actually meant yellow, you'd expect that afterwards. So it would be something like Traith Melon or Traith Velen. But where you've got a cliff feature, Carn Velen, the only way to work out whether it's a yellow crag or a crag by a mill is to go back in the historical record and find out if there was ever a mill there. And if there wasn't, then the meaning's likely to be yellow.
Millendraith.
Millendraith.
This podcast has been brought to you by Visit Cornwall.